Ghosted is powered by Ghost Kitchens.
Order from over 20 food brands and get everything in one delivery, like Quiznos and Cinnabon.
Visit Uber Eats, skip the dishes, and DoorDash for a Ghost Kitchen location near you. Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am, definitely.
So you're going to meet Tanya. And Tanya had a kind of a cool date on Friday. And I think you'll really like the idea. You might even want to steal it. However, it does end in a ghosting, which is why you're here. Hi, Tanya.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming on.
So tell us about Kenny.
Okay. We originally met on Bumble like a week ago. And we had a Zoom date on Friday. I thought it was a perfect match when I first saw him on Bumble, and then the date was a 10 out of 10. He ended up suggesting that we play Life online.
So you can do
it's
that?
Like the game of life.
Like where you spin the thing and you have a bunch of kids and all that? Oh, okay, cool. I like that.
Game.
All right.
That's kind of old school. It made me feel like I was a kid again. And so we were Zooming and playing that online.
That's awesome.
And it was so much fun, you guys. We were drinking wine. We were, talking about ourselves and asking each other questions throughout the game. And I got pretty tipsy.
All right. Love it.
I had a little wine and it's not like I can share it.
Yeah. Getting so drunk, playing life.
Right.
I respect that.
You know what? It's going to go bad if you don't finish
it. It never tastes the same the next day.
Right. So, he was doing the same thing. I felt like he was pretty deep into his bottle of wine as well. But we were hitting it off the whole time. I didn't think I said anything inappropriate or like did anything strange. Anyway, that's why I'm calling you. He hasn't gotten back to me since that date. And I just want to know what happened and if he does want to go on a second date.
I love when ghostings are as simple as I let wine take the wheel and I don't know where it took me.
Don't know where he is anymore.
And it's always a really good sign you say, I don't think I did anything wrong after a bottle of wine. So,
incredible.
Let's call him, let's find out, and let's clear the air.
Please. Thank you.
Ghosted is powered by Ghost Kitchens.
Order from over 20 food brands and get everything in one delivery, like Quiznos and Cinnabon.
Visit Uber Eats, skip the dishes, and DoorDash for a Ghost Kitchen location near you. Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am, definitely.
So Tanya, if you haven't met her, really good date story. Zoom. Ends up playing Life with this guy, Kenny. Like Life, the board game, only it's online. And Tanya, you said that you polished off a bottle of wine in there, too.
Just about.
Yeah.
That a girl.
That's what happens on Zoom, You just, keep pouring.
You just keep drinking.
Have such a good time. Yes.
And Tanya gave it a 10 out of 10. Maybe Tanya was just having a 10 out of 10 on her own, though, because Kenny never texted her back. That's why you're on Ghosted. So we got to call him and find out what happened. But the one thing I do want to ask you, Tanya, is, are you sure you want to make this call? You said, I don't think I did anything wrong. Oftentimes, there's something. Yeah. Sometimes the answers are harsh. What do you think?
I think I need help finding out.
All right.
I'm too nervous to do it on my own.
Yeah.
Once closure.
Crack open the bottle. Let's get going.
What?
I probably shouldn't encourage that at 8 a.m.
It's 8 a.m. Let's call Kenny.
Hello?
Hi there. Looking for Kenny.
Yeah. Speaking.
Hi, Kenny. Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax from 99.9 Virgin Radio. Good morning.
Good morning. What's up?
Oh, man. So much. So much. Kenny, I want to ask you how you feel about the following. Zoom dates, the game of life, bottles of wine, and completely never talking to somebody ever again.
Wait. What's going on here? Okay, what's happening right now?
Okay, Kenny, we want to know about somebody who very briefly was in your life, and then you've basically ghosted her since, Tanya. And we want to know why you ghosted her. This is very important information.
Okay. This is so funny. Am I going to like get a prize or something? Or are you guys pranking me?
No.
What's going on?
Well, there might be a bit of a prize at the end of it, depending on how these answers go.
Okay.
But you have to tell us why you ghosted her.
Like, yeah. Okay.
Well, okay, yeah, I did ghost her, but actually didn't really ghost her.
You have to explain what that means.
That's very confusing.
Okay. Yes, it sounds like you guys know a lot about this, but we had a date on Friday, and we were playing board games and whatever. It was super, super fun. And Tanya said, if she beats me, we go on a second date.
Mm.
And I responded, we're like half a bottle in. I was like, okay, well, if I beat you, I'm never talking to you again.
Why would you make that wager?
That's really aggressive.
I don't even know.
So
I was like,
Kenny.
All right. Sick move, man. All
right. So, Kenny, are you telling me that you won and then you followed through on the ridiculous statement?
Yeah, but more of a joke. Like, I was just going to, I wasn't going to text her for a week or something and then just pop back up and be. Is that a bad idea?
Yes, it is.
I mean, okay. It's not a great idea to speak to the person that you like.
We should ask. How were you planning on doing this? Like, what was the sentence that the big opening line after not talking to her for a week?
Ignoring her.
I was just going to be like, where have you been?
That's,
that not good?
Oh, so you ignore her for a week and then ask question her as to where she's been.
Gaslighting.
Yeah.
We meet again. All right, Kenny.
No, I really, really, really like Tanya. I thought that this was just like kind of like a funny inside joke thing that we'd laugh about later.
Yeah. Okay, well, maybe we just haven't got to the joke part.
Yeah, that
not that
like
it's not funny.
Off.
Like, I understand where you're going with this, but I think, you know, after a first date, it's a little extreme only because you could leave her potentially feeling like, I don't know, you were ghosted. So.
Yeah, that wasn't the intention.
All right, so the question I have for you is... You know, would you consider, you know what? No, I'm going to actually, Tanya, you there?
Yes. Tanya. I already like
Tanya.
All right.
You don't have to go through all that and try so hard. I mean, that's a horrible strategy.
Yes. There it is.
There it is. See, Tanya said, now the prize in all of this, Kenny, is A, number one, Tanya wants to see you again over Zoom. That's a prize in and of itself. You're lucky. Number two, we will pick up whatever the costs are for the second date. So if you guys are getting, you know, separate, you know, ghost kitchen orders or something like that.
All the bottles of wine that you need.
Yeah, whatever it is.
We'll take care of that.
We will pay that bill for you. Do you guys want to reconnect? Tanya, after hearing Kenny's answers, do you want to see him again?
Yes, but I'm a little concerned about your strategy.
Okay, but before we get to that, Kenny, do you want to see Tanya again?
Absolutely.
All right. Now, you're going to have to do a bit of a sales job, sales pitch. You got 30 seconds right now to Wolf of Wall Street this. Sell her on you now because you had a bad strategy. Yeah. You got to come back from
Big
this.
Big sell, man.
All right. Here it goes. Tanya, I really, really like you. We had so much fun in life. The game and in life. Ooh. In life, I had two kids. We talked about kids.
What?
I know that's a little crazy, and then I ghosted you, and I sound like a psychopath.
About it.
Okay, all right. I like where this is going. It's a mess.
But I'm nervous because I really like you, and I think that there's something there, and I would love to go on a second date with you.
Maybe next time it's a 15-second sales pitch instead of 30.
That was very sweet. Tanya, are you in?
Say yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Now listen, bit of a miscommunication. Oftentimes it is. Congratulations to the both of you. We hope you'll keep in touch because we want to hear how this goes.
Yeah.
I will. I will call you guys again.
All right.
Take care, guys.
So fun.